Welcome to The Divine Breadcrumb with your hosts, Carol Campos and Deb Sorensen. Carol and Deb have always believed the universe helps people on their path by sending signs, clues, or what they call divine breadcrumbs. A divine breadcrumb can create both small and massive shifts in a person's life. On this podcast, Carol and Deb will speak with authors, healers, entrepreneurs, and other amazing people across the globe to discuss these pivotal moments. So get ready to learn, to love, and to laugh. And remember, the universe always provides if you allow it to. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Carol.
This is Deb. Welcome back to The Divine Breadcrumb.
Today's guest is Debbie Jodwin. Debbie is the owner of Oils of Eden Wellness Techniques, where she uses essential oils to address a myriad of health issues. Debbie explains that each oil has a different frequency and different oils can be used to detoxify different parts of the body. In her practice, Debbie creates a stress-free atmosphere where clients can learn about the effectiveness of therapeutic-grade essential oils and how they can be effective through this specific detoxification body work. So when Debbie was in her 20s, she was diagnosed with a debilitating chronic digestive illness. And at the time, she was a young wife and mother. So when traditional healing methods didn't help, she went on a quest to find answers for herself. It was then that she happened upon the book Patient Heal Thyself by Jordan Rubin, and it changed the trajectory of her life. She learned something that already resonated deep inside her, and that is that the physical body and the spirit are parts of the same whole. So there's so much good stuff to get to. Debbie, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here this morning.
Well, we're so excited to have you. I think I've always been curious. I knew, you know, I'm familiar with some essential oils, but this is a whole new realm, and I think our listeners will really love this. So before we kind of get right into it, tell us a little bit about your journey to opening your practice and why you felt it was so needed.
So as you had said in the introduction, I was diagnosed with the digestive disorder and I needed to find a way. So I did try traditional medical treatments and it just didn't seem to make sense anymore. So what I did was from there, what we had in the early 90s is we had things like chiropractic, you know, some different supplements and things like that. There was some, you know, different types of stores popping up. So I would go here, there, and everywhere. And it was a lot of trial and error. So when I did come across that book and found some things that started to work for me, I also met a lot of other people along the way that were dissatisfied where they were at, needed something, you know, for their health and their vibrancy as well. So as I really got into it, I learned that I was introduced to the essential oils actually not until about 2012. And what happened at that point was I figured out, you know, like this is a lot of where traditional medicines come from, Eastern medicine, you know, then we have our Western medicine. They can't patent it, but they certainly get a isolated active ingredient for what they do in the labs. So I was like, this is kind of it, you know, and there has, they've been around since the Egyptians. So even my few years diving into all this, I still know that there's so much more to learn and explore in this area. So that's where I kind of went, this is where I need to be, and this is what I need to do. And then this is what I need to share with other people. And the company that I work with, they've made it very easy because they have about 150 different essential oils and blends. So there's pretty much something that can be suggested for quite a variety of ailments that people have.
Wow. That's fact. I never really even thought about the fact that, yes, obviously traditional medicine would be trying to use some of these same ingredients.
It's kind of like when you have an essential oil, you have the main chemical constituents to it, and then you also have the minor constituents. So they work synergistically together, mm-hmm. and it raises frequency in the body. So what happens actually is when you take an oil or you take a plant and you take one active ingredient out of that, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, you know, you go to a wedding and you've got the bride, the groom, you've got, you know, all of the dinner, the flowers, the dress, all these things that make it what it is, right? Well, if you took everything out of that and just took the bride,
right,
what is that? You know, it's just a piece of what makes the whole thing. Yes, the bride is beautiful, but you're taking away all the rest of that that makes that whole thing very special. So it's kind of like in a lab, they take that one thing and they utilize it. And yes, it can do something, mm-hmm. but altogether it makes for a really great day when you go to a wedding. It's a whole day affair, you know, not just a, oh yeah, this happened.
Yeah, great analogy.
I love that. So essential oils have become extremely popular. Can you tell us about some of your favorites and what they can be used for?
Yeah, I like a lot of the citrus oils. There's very, you know, inexpensive, as well as there's your lemon, and I have orange available, tangerine, there's lime, there's a blend called a citrus fresh, where with those, you've also added in a little bit of spearmint, and they're very uplifting. They're uplifting year round. They're good. We use them internally. I don't recommend that for everything, but we can do that. We have a line where, they're approved to be used that way. So, you know, year round, you can feel light, you can feel fresh. You kind of have that feeling, you know, you try to equate it in the middle of March to go into the beach, but or being in Florida or somewhere warm. So I really do, because there's different flavors, and they're also very good for your lymphatic system. They're good on the emotional side for just raising the mood.
Yeah, I remember this was a few years ago, getting a massage, and they had put I think it was grapefruit oil inside the lotion. Oh my gosh, it smelled delicious. And like you said, very uplifting, and yeah, just instantly kind of brightens your mood.
Oh, absolutely. Any of those smells, just,
yeah,
exactly. I remember when I was a kid, it wasn't peppermint oil, but I know when I would have an upset stomach, my mother would give me some sort of peppermint. Is that sort of along the same line?
That's absolutely along the same lines. Peppermint has been known for years to help the digestive system. It's also very good with muscles. And it's also, I've heard it coined as the one more rep oil, because as you're at the gym, it just gives you that energy boost or whatever. You just feel like, okay, I'm going to go for one more.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Well, and this is kind of a nice segue. Debbie, when someone goes and visits your practice and they go in for a session, what can they expect with this whole detoxification body work process?
So we have it's kind of broken into three segments. We have one technique where it's reflexology and aromatherapy, which helps to calm the mind and restore balance. And that is, you know, working the feet and then also working the back. And then we have, if somebody's looking to detoxify, we target the lymphatic system along with the powerful oils, and it helps to release the toxicity because it's a directed process to actually draw toxins to your bladder versus the colon for a more complete elimination. And then the third one that we offer is to restore balance on the emotional side. Because the best way to utilize aromatherapy is it does affect the emotions right away. It's hardwired into that section of the brain.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
It is amazing how they work. Some of the oils, the company that I work with, they have done testing and they've done frequency testing. And rose oil at one point in time was known to have the highest frequency at 320 megahertz. So I don't think it's any accident when, you know, unfortunately there's life and then there is the other side of life as we pass on. But at, you know, funerals and celebrations of life, I don't think it's an accident that roses were chosen for that reason, because as everybody is kind of taking in that aromatherapy, it's soothing and calming and uplifting to the spirit.
Oh, absolutely. I do know rose oil is probably one of the most expensive oils as well. I mean, it's pretty coveted. I think it's a real treat when you can get a bottle of the rose oil.
It is. It takes, from what I have heard, it takes 50,000 pounds of rose petals, a specific, you know, botanical species, pressed down to get only 5 pounds is the yield of essential oil. So per drop, when you know, and a drop goes a long way. So when you're thinking $3-4 for one drop of oil, yes, when you do have a 5 mil bottle, it becomes expensive,
right?
But there's 100 drops. So you have 100 ways that you could utilize that one bottle. So it depends on how you look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's so healing. I know my paternal grandmother, she always had rose oil. I mean, I just think her generation, you know, this is, she was born in the early 1900s, you know, that was a big thing to have. And as Deb mentioned, you know, with peppermint oils, it was all kind of natural healing. That was instead of medicine, that was your go-to, is go to what was natural first.
Right. The natural works well with the natural body. They work synergistically together. Whenever you try to put something synthetic to heal something in the natural, they're usually blockers. So you're actually blocking the natural from happening. So, you know, it has its pros and cons. It's not that I have never utilized a medicine, but for the most part, I've found that it doesn't solve the root issue, which is really what needs to be done.
Yeah. Well, and you would also, you know, you brought up the topic of the frequency of the different oils. When you're looking at someone who has a certain ailment, is that how you're matching what oil needs to be used based on a frequency? How does that process work?
Well, that process works first by just listening to what they're saying, because there is always an emotional piece on the spirit side that has brought a person to a place they're at. And then usually the physical body will, you know, manifest some sort of ailment or disease at that point. So it's really, again, a whole body experience. But I do have a chart that does show at the frequency that the human body will work well at. And then so as frequency is lowered, you get into different types of diseases and cancers. And, you know, ultimately zero frequency obviously is death, which processed food runs at a big fat zero for frequency, just for kind of a fun tip there.
Oh, I believe that. Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So if you had to pick, what are the three oils you would recommend that people keep in their homes?
Three oils to keep in the home. We have a wonderful blend that is comprised of 5 different oils. It has clove, cinnamon, lemon, rosemary, and eucalyptus. I would recommend that blend because it's so helpful to the immune system. It's uplifting with the lemon. Rosemary is also known to help with remembering things. So you have a group of reasons for a blend. and it just simply smells good.
Right.
It's good because you can make, you know, cleaners out of it and sprays to try to get rid of, you know, the chemicals as best you can in the home. I love that one. And then for sleeping and calming and different things like that, I really like the oil of cedarwood.
Oh.
It does similar things to what lavender does, but cedarwood is also very good for focus and concentration. So while you're trying to focus on going to sleep, it's just, you know, because not everybody is a lavender fan, which is okay.
Right.
Cedarwood is kind of like a, you know, both men and women or whatever, you know, it's not a manly scent. It's, you know, it's kind of universal, I guess. And let's see, for a third oil, this is the hardest question so far, is three oils. I think it would have to be lime because I do a lot of, you know, Mexican type cooking and salsas and different things like that. Also air popped popcorn with my coconut oil and lime. So I think in the kitchen, I love my lime oil.
What is the best way for people in the home to use them? Like having a diffuser?
Most people, I think, when they hear the word essential oil, they think of diffusing, which is really what the Germans did. They just aromatherapy, just simply having something going. I like the diffusing versus candles because if you've got pets or kids or just a busy home, the diffuser, the oil is just put in distilled water at room temperature. So it can be knocked over without anybody getting burnt or hurt or right. things of that nature. And then from there, if people like to do the DIY, do it yourself, they can go to the line of, you know, things to clean their home or even beauty products, because we all know essential oils are a big component in perfumes and, you know, things for the skin. So it really depends on what an individual is looking to do with oil.
Hmm.
Yeah, I love the three that you picked. And I think I actually, the first one you mentioned with the cloves and the whole combination, is that called Thieves?
It is called Thieves, yes.
Yeah, okay, yes, I've had that. I have a friend who had gotten me onto the oils a few years ago, and it is, it's great, and it's just a nice natural cleaner. And then the cedarwood I haven't tried, but now I'm interested. And of course, lime is one of my favorite flavors. So the idea of popcorn with a little bit of lime, ooh, that just sounds delicious.
It's really fun. My granddaughters love that one because one, they've never seen, like, you know, the air pop popper. They think it's an amazing machine. And they like counting and putting the drops in and a little bit of salt. And then we're all having fun. And nobody's got any kind of chemicals going on, you know, so it makes it more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. What about when someone has maybe a sore shoulder or a sore knee? Is there anything, any oils that you can recommend for something like that?
The beauty of the oils is there's always a group of different things. So we have our peppermints and we have our winter greens, which is a big one. And then also, believe it or not, some of the herbs like thyme and basil are excellent with muscles and joints and different things like that.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. Okay. So that's good to know because it's nice. I mean, you know, obviously there are the things you can go to the drugstore and get for stuff like that. But if there's a natural option, it's good for everybody to know about.
Right. And even if you just have the oil, it's not like, oh my goodness, I have to be a chemist and I have to create this cream. You just go to your kitchen, grab, you know, the olive oil even or grapeseed oil, put just a dime size amount in the palm of your hand, add a drop or two, and then do, you know, a right at the local area, just do a little massage and you're working that in through the skin.
Oh, I love that. That's a good idea. Oh gosh, there's so many that we can talk about. I mean, because I'm sorry, you said like 130 different oils and blends?
Actually 150, but 130 sounds a little less overwhelming at the moment.
to switch gears a little bit, I think you had mentioned you're writing a book, correct?
I am, yes.
So could you tell us a little bit about it and when it might be available?
Yeah, so in working with people and talking with people and just kind of, you know, when it applies, sometimes I share a little bit of my story with them and, you know, people are like, you should really get that out there. So, you know, when I was diagnosed early on, when any kind of digestive disorder comes about, the thought of surgery and long recovery times and during those times actually having a colostomy bag, that was a huge incentive for me being, you know, in my early 20s. I didn't want to be anywhere near a colostomy bag, never mind my own.
Right.
So that was, you know, a big thing there. So, and then I had, as a child, watched my father struggle with his back surgeries and issues. And at the time when I was young in the 80s, they came out with this new kind of thing and it was pain management. Well, it was medication. And that caused just a whole gambit of stuff for my dad. So, and he died early at 56. So we were kind of robbed of having a dad when he was alive and then where he passed so young. So there was that, and then myself and, you know, all of this. And I remember finally getting that diagnosis and talking with my medical doctor saying, okay, so if I can't have nuts and I can't have seeds and I can't have roughage and I have a lactose intolerance, so I can't have milk and I can't, I said, so what, you know, what is left really? So this is what he said to me. He said, well, what have you eaten lately? And so I thought about it, and I had remembered a couple of days prior to that, I had had a plain donut just to give myself a little bit of a sugar rush because my son was 18 months old at the time. So I said, donut. And he said, well, then eat donuts. Well, the inside of my head kind of just like exploded and I got really, really mad. I'm like, okay, so I've been coming to this guy. I've been, you know, trusting him with, and that's his answer. Right. So eat donuts eventually is, that is the title. I mean, eat donuts with a big question mark. Like, really?
Love that.
So that's what was told to me. And as I tell people that, they're like, seriously? I'm like, and we know that when you go to school for medicine, it's not, you don't go to school for nutrition. And so they don't get a lot of that. So I get that, but that just doesn't make sense to me. And it doesn't make sense in general for anyone. It's a processed food. It has 0 megahertz. It's not going to work for me. It's not going to work for anybody. So the book itself is in the works and I'm hoping to have it by the end of the year, the first quarter of 2020.
So exciting. And you're right. It's so needed. Yeah. I can't believe you were told that, but I love the title. It'll definitely grab people's attention. And I do think, you know, the whole conversation about the frequency of foods, I think that's fascinating. And it's probably not the first time I've heard it, but I think for a lot of people, that's new information. And to get that exposed and help people see that and get on a better path, it's just going to be so beneficial to so many people.
Yes, I absolutely agree.
I do hope so, because when you go and you, you know, get a bag of a processed meal and you eat it, and yeah, it'll fill your stomach temporarily, but the whole process of digestion starts when you are smelling something. So your brain is always doing the work first, as with anything. And then, so it's the process of that. And then the salivary glands and, you know, and then you enjoy that and digest and the whole thing. But if you're just grabbing a bag, even if it's a bag of donuts, I mean, they're not a crime to eat a donut. It's just that can't be your staple. You know, the body isn't going through its thing. And so you feel unsatisfied. You want more. And so if people can get that, you know what, it's a little bit extra work. Even if it's the popcorn, the microwave bag versus the air pop fun kind of thing, your brain is already starting to digest that popcorn as you're popping it and not just with the, so it's like this whole kind of big thing, because it's supposed to be emotionally satisfying, not just what's next. That's in me, what's next.
Right. Interesting. So I just popped into my head way back to our previous conversation. Are there oils that people can use that help decrease appetite?
There certainly are. Grapefruit is a big one to help with feelings of fullness. The oil we have, just a side note, is cold pressed from the rind. So it's a little different from the actual fruit, making it, you know, for whatever reason, a better source. So that being said, you can use it in that way. It also will, it helps to cleat heavy metals and bring those out of the body. So it has many, many uses.
Good tip. Excellent. Because I know that, you know, there are a lot of times when I'm not hungry and I'm thinking something like that would work. Just, you know, a quick whip or have it on as a diffuser and just keep my senses engaged so that eating isn't the solution.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
I love that. I'm going to try that.
I mean, I feel, honestly, Debbie, I feel like we could have you on again, especially when the book comes out, because just even to talk about a few different oils each time, because this is so, so helpful and so needed. And it's just really interesting. And it's not something that breaks the bank. I mean, this is very doable for people with so many benefits. It's, you can't lose.
Right. You can't lose. And if something you find isn't your favorite, I have a whole windowsill of smellers here. They're empty bottles that still have the scent in them. Because just like driving a car, I love people coming by and smelling something and going, oh, this is the one. Because for, you know, to pick a topic like for sleep, there's about 20 good oils for that. It just depends on who you are, what, where your nose is at, and, you know, where you are as a whole person as to what will smell good to you or not. And either way, that it's, so there's like a whole other area. So I love it when people come and they smell something and they tell me, it smells like dirt. It smells like cat pee. It's like, you know, and they're smelling a citrus oil or something that's fragrant, like a jasmine. And it's a matter of really the toxicity of the body and where they're at, which is a good indicator. So I like having people come and just, you know, we call it huffing oils. And it's just a fun term, you know, but it helps people really understand because they experience what they smell and the body is not getting overloaded with chemical fragrance. It's being introduced to something real that's going to stimulate something within them.
Oh, that is amazing. I love that. This is just fascinating to me. I mean, certainly I've been peripherally aware of it all. And logically, it just makes so much sense to me because clearly smell, I say it's one of those things. To me, it is the sense that between music and smell are the two things that can take you to a completely different time and space in your life. I remember my grandfather lived in this apartment complex and the hallways had a, I don't know what the smell was. I don't think it was a cleaner, but there was some very specific smell. And as a little girl, we would go visit him. And once or twice since then, I have smelled that smell. And I'm a little girl walking the halls of my grandfather's apartment building again.
It's amazing how that can work. I remember my sister-in-law, when we were moving, her and her friends from high school, there was some old games. They were putting them into the boxes. And one of her friend opened, I think it was the Yahtzee game. And she goes, oh, it smells like where... it's a Saturday night and we're having a sleepover. Now, to get that from a Yahtzee box,
right,
your smell has to really be connected to your emotions for that.
Yes, and it is. It's absolutely amazing.
Yes, I used to do that with tanning oil back in the day, like in, during the winter, I'd smell it and it would take me back. But also, you know, the smell of maybe kind of orange blossoms or rose definitely reminds me of my Nana. So there's certain scents that I just like smelling just for that, just for the memory purpose.
Absolutely. It's like this immediate pathway that just opens up all of this like information that maybe wasn't accessible before.
Yeah, Yeah, it's really fascinating. So Deb and I will have to come visit and just smell all the different oils.
Yes.
I would love that.
Yeah.
It is so much fun to do that.
Yeah, we will definitely have to do that. That will be so much fun.
We'll make a point of it.
Oh, that would be such a treat.
Yeah.
So for our listeners, Debbie can be found, Oils of Eden can be found in Bolton, Mass. And her website is oilsofeden.us. And we're going to put that in our show notes so people can find you. I highly recommend checking this out. Go huff some oils. It's like a great time to me. Debbie, it was such a pleasure having you today.
Well, thank you very much. And yes, huffing oils, it is a specialty of mine. And I do have actually on my website, I have, you know, online booking for some of the services that people are looking for. And I also have, I will set aside time in like half hour increments if somebody wants to book themselves for something like that, to simply come by and do that huffing or ask questions or just simply, you know, kind of step your foot in and see what it's all about.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Well, thank you, ladies. It was fun talking with you both.
Yes, and we'll definitely have you back when the book comes out. That'll be so much fun.
Oh, good. That's kind of an incentive to stay on track time-wise.
Yes, we all need those incentives, don't we?
Sometimes we do, yes.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening. As always, you can find us on our website, thedivinebreadcrumb.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. If you like what you're hearing, please share us with your friends, drop a review, get in touch with us, let us know what you want to hear more of. We love hearing from you guys. Debbie, thanks again. And everybody, we will see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.